This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that the partnership between India and Japan contributes to enhancing strategic stability in the Indo-Pacific. Addressing the 8th India-Japan Indo-Pacific Forum in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar added that India-Japan partnership must focus on leveraging strengths, bolstering supply chains and investing in artificial intelligence, semiconductors, critical minerals, clean energy and space. The External Affairs Minister mentioned that as two major democracies and maritime nations, India and Japan have a larger responsibility towards the Indo-Pacific, and the Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative has the potential to advance contributions.
Our partnership that has deepened so much in the last few decades has greater value than ever before. It serves to enhance strategic stability in the Indo-Pacific and contribute to the economic one at a global level. Maintaining a free and open Indo-Pacific is a stronger imperative, but also a more complex challenge. Our bilateral relationship responds to the changing global scenario, and that is reflected in the deepening of cooperation across multiple domains.
All arrangements have been put in place for the first phase of assembly elections in Bihar. 121 constituencies spread over 18 districts will go to polls in this phase tomorrow. Fate of 1,314 candidates will be decided in the first phase. More than 3 crore 75 lakh voters will exercise their franchise in this phase. Districts where polling will be held in the first phase include Patna, Darbhanga, Madhepura, Saharsa, Muzaffarpur, Gopalganj, Sivan, Saran, Vaishali, Samastipur, Begusarai, Lakhisarai, Munger, Sheikhpura, Nalanda, Baksar and Bhojpur. Campaigning for this phase ended yesterday. The second and last phase of polling will be held on 11th of November. The counting of votes will be taken up on the 14th of this month. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt has said that U.S. President Donald Trump feels very positive and strongly about the bilateral relationship between India and U.S. She was responding to a question on India-U.S. ties yesterday. She added that she knows that President Trump has a great respect for Prime Minister Narendra Modi and they speak pretty frequently. On the trade negotiations, White House Press Secretary Leavitt revealed that President Trump and his trade team are in serious discussions with the Indian side. In the QS World University Rankings 2026, the Indian Institute of Technology Delhi leads the country's institutions, securing 123rd place globally. Overall, India achieved a record performance featuring 54 institutions in the global list, making it the fourth most represented nation worldwide. Following IIT Delhi are IIT Bombay at 129th, IIT Madras at 180th and IIT Kharagpur at 215th place. Other top institutions include the Indian Institute of Science, Bangalore at 219th and IIT Kanpur at 222nd, with the University of Delhi also making in the top 350. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings to all fellow citizens on the occasion of Guru Nanak Jayanti. In a social media post, President Murmu said, "This occasion inspires all to adopt the ideals and values of Guru Nanak Dev and guides all towards building a better society." She added that Guru Nanak Ji's message teaches that living a life based on truth, justice and compassion is the true measure of success. In his social media post, the Prime Minister has wished that the divine occasion connected to Indian culture and spirituality brings happiness, peace and prosperity to everyone. Zohran Mamdani, the Democrat candidate, has secured victory in New York's city's mayoral race. He defeated independent candidate Andrew Cuomo today. With this win, Mamdani has become the city's first Muslim and youngest mayor in generations. He will take charge as New York City mayor on the 1st of January 2026. Meanwhile, on the eve of voting, U.S. President Donald Trump had denounced Mamdani as a communist candidate on a social media platform. He had warned that federal funding for New York City would be reduced if he were elected. And that is the end of this news bulletin.